Mr. President, allow me to start by congratulating you on your election as the president of the 8th Review Conference of the Biological and Toxin Weapons Conventions, and assure you of our full support in discharging this very demanding task. While Slovakia aligns itself with the statement to be delivered by the European Union, I would nevertheless like to make following remarks in my national capacity. The BTWC remains a cornerstone of our WMD disarmament and non-proliferation efforts. It is a fundamental instrument to counter the threats of acquisition and use of biological and toxin weapons, whether by states or non-state actors. We believe that we have to make every possible effort to further strengthen this framework. We attach great importance to the universalization of the BTWC. It is essential to reach out to those states that have not yet legally committed themselves to the Convention and its obligations. We should also search for further ways how to coordinate all existing efforts to foster this goal. We think that national implementation of BTWC responsibilities and strengthening the national capacities to deal with potential outbreaks of diseases is fundamental. Effective and comprehensive national legislation, continuous capacity building, and effective national export control are key prerequisites to fulfill the BTWC's obligations. We do have our own experience in this regard. Slovakia has adopted necessary national legislation, as well as further guidelines and administrative decisions. Responsibilities of the national authority for the BTWC were assigned to the Ministry of Health of the Slovak Republic. In the second half of 90s, Slovakia has established the Public Health Authority as a governmental agency to deal specifically with bacteriological and toxin weapons. At the beginning, the work started as purely theoretical exercise. The situation has changed after 9/11, when suspicious mail shipments phenomenon appeared. The Slovak government, in response to these events, has swiftly established the Information Center for Biological and Toxin Weapons, which served as an impetus for further build-up of administrative and laboratory work to cover the area of biological and toxin weapons. Its main role is to provide information and documents to the authorities of Ministry of Health. There is also basic diagnostics of selected infectious diseases considered to be potentially caused by bacteriological and toxin weapons use, including anthrax, tularemia, brucellosis, or cholera. In recent months, the laboratories of the Public Health Authority have worked on diagnostics of foodborne botulism, and its laboratory successfully detected tripe in chickpea spread Clostridium botulinum, the toxin producing A3. In 2015, Slovakia initiated the cooperation with the Robert Koch Institute in Berlin, Germany. It has provided the additional molecular biology-based analysis, and it confirmed our results in the mentioned botulinum case. Mr. President, concerning the intercessional process, we believe its functioning would be enhanced and it would bring better results if formal collective action could be taken also in the cycle during the review conferences. This process should be able to better accommodate scientific and technological developments and should allow for the in-depth substantive discussion. Slovakia supports strengthening of the implementation support unit and the prolongation of its mandate. We are also in favor of the ISU to engage in additional duties with regard to universalization, action-oriented intersessional process, as well as science and technology developments. However, it will be hard to request more responsibility and workload without sufficient ISU staff human power. Slovakia attaches great importance to the confidence-building measures as a tool for enhancing transparency and confidence in compliance with the Convention, and regularly submits its CBM's national declaration to the ISU and state parties. We think the state parties should get as much of the CBMs, and we should increase their relevance and comprehensiveness as through streamlining of the CBM CBMs forms. Finally, let me also touch upon the potential risk of abusing of highly toxic infectious biological agents by terrorist groups and other non-state actors. We have to use the full potential of the Convention to tackle this issue. We are in favor of strengthening the capabilities of the United Nations Secretary General's mechanism for investigation of alleged use of chemical and biological weapons. This might improve effectiveness and utility, and at the same time support the relevant provisions of the BTWC. Mr. President, this review conference represents a good opportunity to take stock of the work conducted during the last intersessional cycle, and to lay the work conducted